Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking about blood sugar optimization. It's important not just for diabetics. It's important for all of us because borderline blood sugars within the normal range can be optimized. And we optimize our blood sugar. We reduce inflammation. We slow cellular aging. We reduce the risk of cancer, dementia, cardiovascular disease. It's important to keep your hemoglobin A1C tamed. And, ranges that we've been taught, 5.7 to 6.2 is borderline, 6.2 or 6.4 and above. That's actually outright diabetes. I like to go for the gold. I tell my patients to try and keep their hemoglobin A1C, within the low fives. I recently was very excited to get my results, hemoglobin A1C of 4.9, result of diet, and thanks to a paleo diet that I'm following, supplements that I take. Let's talk about the role of exercise, because in part one, we talked about diet, and because of diet, different strokes for different folks. Some people do well on a ketogenic diet, ultra low carb, they could virtually eliminate carbs. Some people don't have to do that. They can have high glycemic index carbs. They do okay. But what about exercise? What role does that play?
Well, exercise actually has a dual role. One is that it's when you exercise, you are stressing muscles and developing muscles because the muscles respond to the exercise and build up because of that stress of the exercise. So exercise is stress. Nutrition plus exercise equals the ability to build muscle and maintain muscle better. And muscles are where you have these mitochondria, these little factories that generate energy in the body, and they burn calories. And a muscle cell can have several mitochondria in there that are used to as a place where you're actually burning calories and generating energy. So when you think about the body getting energy, normally it gets it from burning calories, just like your engine on a car is going to burn a fuel and give energy. And so burning the fuel means you're going to use up the sugars and the other caloric sources that are in the diet because you have a place to do that. If you maintain your muscle better, which people have a hard time doing as they age, there's a loss of muscle is a fairly common factor as people age and grow older.
Sarcopenia.
And you lose, sarcopenia is the term for that. And you lose places where you burn calories, but if you don't change the diet, then you start getting these excess calories.
Yeah.
So there's a role there. So exercise not only burns the calories, but it gives you more places to burn calories.
So if someone's concerned about blood sugar, the big debate is, should you be on an aerobic program, running, swimming, cycling, or should you, as some people now advocate, undertake a program of strength training to build up your muscle reserve?
Well, you need the muscles and you need the exercise to burn the calories. So some combination is probably ideal, that you would do some warm-up exercises and things like that, but some kind of weight-bearing will probably build up the muscles faster.
Indeed. So I think one of the worst phenomena we see is athletes, they have that training table mentality, they eat with impunity. And during their athletic career, they're fine. They're slim and svelte and muscular. And then, they get older, they get kind of burnt out on their athleticism. They have injuries and then they kind of go to pot and that extra bulk turns to fat. And then lo and behold, they start developing blood sugar problems.
And a lot of times they're in the habit of eating a lot of calories for that exercise habit.
Yep.
And they don't stop that. The other thing is the metabolism starts to change in most people in their 40s, where you simply don't burn the calories as efficiently. You don't recover as efficiently either. And so people start, you start seeing the change in middle age where people aren't able to abuse their bodies as much anymore and recover, it starts building up, including the weight.
Indeed. Okay, so you are the senior nutrition education manager for Now Foods and Protocol for Life Balance. It's a big brand. You're also responsible for researching the bona fides of some of the products that are proposed out there. And you're not afraid to call a spade a spade. I mean, if you see something that's a fad, that's overly hyped, you're quick to call it out. So what have you seen on the blood sugar front, that seems plausible to you and makes sense for people who want to optimize blood sugar?
Well, one of them is to get the minerals and vitamins that are needed for proper metabolism of sugars in the body, because if you're lacking certain essentials, the body doesn't quite know how to handle things. Another one is to look at the other things beyond the essential nutrients, various botanical materials or herbs that can be helpful as well. So, I mean, one thing I would suggest to most people is to take a multivitamin just to cover the basics. Mm-hmm. And people assume that if you take a multiple vitamin, you're going to get plenty, but it's not true. When you look at government surveys, you find that even people who are taking multiple vitamins, because most of them are fairly weak, that large proportions of the populations have usual intake of combination of both food and multiple vitamin that give them less than the average requirement for various vitamins and minerals. For example, 35% of the population doesn't get enough vitamin A if they're taking multiple vitamin in addition to the diet. 31% don't get enough vitamin C, 74% don't get enough vitamin D, 67% don't get enough vitamin E, 39% don't get enough calcium, 46% don't get enough magnesium.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get to magnesium, because magnesium is a big problem. And it turns out that people with blood sugar problems, they leak magnesium. They just seem to have even higher requirements for magnesium.
Yeah, magnesium is something that a lot of the population, here's almost half the population taking a multiple vitamin doesn't get enough. How about the people who aren't taking vitamins?
Yeah. And so I also read an interesting article about vitamin C. Scurvy is an ancient disease, and it was, that guy, Scottish guy, Dr. Lind, who figured out that if you gave British seamen limes, that's why they ended up calling them limeys, on these long voyages, they would stop having bleeding gums and bruising and, going crazy and dying. That was the initial discovery of the need for vitamin C supplementation. But scurvy still exists in a modern setting, and especially in diabetics who eat a poor diet. They seem to be even more prone. They may have three times the need for vitamin C for repair metabolism than ordinary folks, from what I understand.
Yeah, and actually, some of that mechanism I looked at, they kind of figured that out about 15 years ago. There are some glucose transport pathways in the body into specific types of cells. And for example, the diabetics tend to have a very poor vitamin C status in their immune cells. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that vitamin C in most mammals is made from blood sugar. It's chemically very similar to blood sugar. And vitamin C actually travels through some of the same glucose transport mechanisms into cells, well, along with the sugar. And if you have the insulin sensitivity is not working right because you've abused your body or have genetic issues, whatever the cause is, and you're not able to get that blood sugar out of the bloodstream into cells, you can't move the vitamin C either. So the strategies are to improve insulin sensitivity, which helps shuttle vitamin C as well as sugar out of the bloodstream into the cells where they do some good.
And certainly, you know, if you're diabetic, you must take vitamin C, you know, preferably in divided doses throughout the day, because, you know, taking just a little vitamin C in the morning, you know, by late afternoon or evening, you won't have any vitamin C in your plasma. Okay, so those are, you know, the sort of the ABCs and the minerals, the standard nutrients. You know, zinc probably is up there, you know, among the protective nutrients that may have something to do with, you know, immunity, avoidance of infections. Diabetics are very prone to infections. What about some of these botanicals? Because there are a lot out there. They're proposed as being effective. Can you describe them?
Yeah, the ones I like the best in terms of the evidence base, one of them is, well, it's alpha-lipoic acid. It's not necessarily a botanical, but it's found in botanical sources. Alpha-lipoic acid is also known as the universal antioxidant because it's both fat and water-soluble. It works in both areas of the body and is not restricted to one like some of the vitamins are. And it actually works, it has an odd mechanism. It works by changing another B vitamin substance called inositol, which is part of lecithin. Lecithin is part of all the vegetable oils. And it converts the inositol into a mimic of insulin to kind of boost the insulin effects of the body without adding more insulin.
Yeah, so it's part of a lot of diabetes formulas. Is it included in, is there a comprehensive formula that includes some of these nutrients as part of the Now Vitamin or Protocol for Life Balance line?
Yes, Protocol has a product called Glucose Balance, which includes a number of things. It has some B vitamins, thiamine and biotin, pantothenic acid.
Biotin too has some also magnesium. Been touted as being important.
Yes. And we also add the alpha-lipoic acid. We have some vanadium and chromium, which are two vitamins that are associated with being able to maintain proper blood sugar. And chromium is probably the better known of those. Chromium deficiency is considered a major problem for the elderly. And people with diabetes may often have low chromium levels as well. Eating refined foods and simple sugars aggravates this problem. And people with type 2 diabetes often have compromised chromium metabolism, where they simply don't have enough chromium for their needs. They need more than other people. It doesn't absorb very well unless you're low. But for some diabetics, they don't absorb it well anyway. But chromium is a cofactor for insulin activity and is used to help insulin sensitivity. So that's the role of it. And if you have niacin-bound chromium, which is also called chromium polynicotinate, mm-hmm. nicotinate is vitamin B3, niacin, and it's a form that is better absorbed and closer to what the body needs for helping to regulate the insulin activity in the body.
Yeah, there's really been chromium wars ever since, I guess it was Dr. Richie Anderson who first came up with the essentiality of chromium for blood sugar control. Must have been in the 80s. Chromium chloride is the cheap form of chromium that's sometimes included in, you know, less expensive, shall we say, cut-rate multivitamins. Then there's chromium picolinate. And, you know, Given a choice between chromium picolinate and chromium polynicotinate, they sound similar, but they're distinct chemically. You actually think that the polynicotinate or the chromate is superior?
I do, just because it's got that niacin component. Chromium picolinate's fine. It was actually developed at the USDA labs. The Department of Agriculture scientists developed it. And it's the form of chromium in mother's milk. So there's nothing wrong with it. It just needs another piece, that niacin or vitamin B3, to be properly functioning in the body for blood sugar. And the polynicotinate form of chromium already has that attached. So you're one step closer to what the body needs and better absorbed.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening. And thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Neil Levin. In part one, we referenced berberine. I think berberine is really coming into prominence as a blood sugar control nutrient par excellence, with also some ancillary benefits for lipid balance and cardiovascular protection.
Yeah, berberine is a substance you would get, probably the most common herb that people would have heard of that is a good source of that is golden seal. But it's also in Oregon grape, it's in barberry, and it has a role in blood sugar control. It helps to neutralize free radicals, to act as kind of like an antioxidant. It modulates enzymes. It supports the insulin receptors in the body and the glucose transportation system, and even the supports normal glucose metabolism in the liver. And it helps control fats in the digestive tract as well. So it has some interesting aspects, but it's typically considered a little harsh on the system. We actually had to work a little bit to increase the bioavailability and make it gentler. And we did that by using it in a soft gel and using the base of the soft gel, one of the medium chain triglycerides, the caprylic acid.
As a delivery system, kind of.
As a delivery system. So it's C10 is the, if you're into fatty acid terminology. But, you know, we're trying to make it gentler, better absorbed, and, you know, if it absorbs better, it doesn't tend to cause the GI issues. You know, sometimes there's some discomfort from taking a lot of it that we're trying to avoid by having it absorb very well. Yeah, the problem tends to be if you don't absorb it well, what's passing through tends to be a little irritating, and we're trying to avoid that by making it absorb well.
You know, actually, the berberine, before I realized and the research caught up with this, we used it a lot in the 80s and 90s as a treatment for patients with gastrointestinal problems, with irritable bowel syndrome, especially the diarrhea predominant IBS, because it is a natural antimicrobial. It actually kills off some of the bad bacteria, so-called bad bacteria, and it's a traditional remedy for irritable bowel syndrome. So that maybe, at least in part, a mechanism of action is that it may change the microbial balance within the gastrointestinal tract in ways similar to metformin, which also, incidentally, the biggest knock against metformin is patients take and say, oh, it bothered my stomach. And maybe in the same way that berberine can for some people.
Yeah, I mean, usually the tolerability is pretty good on berberine, but mild GI problems.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of complaints.
Sometimes constipation.
About it. More constipation than anything, yeah.
Right. But if you can absorb a lower dose, it helps. And adding the capric acid, that fatty acid, that MCT fat, actually does not affect the intestinal mucosa or the intestinal bacteria negatively at all. It's actually a good fuel for them.
So another one that is popular is Gymnema sylvestre. And that works in a slightly different way, I think, because as we laid it out in part one, you know, two problems when you have blood sugar issues is you may have insulin resistance. You may be making lots of insulin, but it's not getting utilized. But some people have both problems. They have insulin resistance, but they're also, their pancreas is kind of wearing out. They're not cranking out enough. Is Gymnema more for insulin resistance, or does it help the pancreas to secrete insulin?
Well, it acts as an insulin sensitizer.
Okay.
But it also helps insulin receptors, and it inhibits certain proteins and enzymes from attaching that would block some of that action. So it does have insulin-like glucose uptake stimulatory effects.
Mm-hmm.
So Corrosolic acid has been used kind of like alpha-lipoic acid in some ways to improve insulin sensitivity.
But that's,
so
that's from Bonaba.
That's probably its main claim to fame.
That's from Bonaba, though. Right.
Yeah, Bonaba is the source of corrosolic acid we're using.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now that's one that I don't know that much about. I see it in some formulas, Bonaba leaf extract. Does Protocol for Life Malance make synergistic formulas that incorporate some or all of these together?
Yes, our glucose balance formula also includes the corrosolic acid from Bonaba. It has the Gymnema sylvestre, which is the Ayurvedic herb from India that has been used to, well, it has a couple of uses. One is to interfere with the blood sugar absorption. It is supposed to support the pancreatic cells that produce insulin. It inhibits the absorption of glucose, improves the glucose uptake from the bloodstream into cells, and it interferes with the generation of sugar in the body as well to reduce blood sugar concentrations, you know, keeping it within the normal range. So there's a long history, but it also affects the taste buds.
Yeah,
where some people don't taste the sweetness, they don't crave the sweetness as much. It doesn't satisfy them as much.
It's sometimes referred to as a sugar destroyer, right? That's the popular name
for
it.
A sugar taste. Yeah, you don't have the taste for it when you eat something sweet. Mm-hmm. You just don't crave it as much. It's not hitting your taste buds the same way.
Okay, so this, I don't know. I'm going to hit you with a really tough question. This is like the holy grail of nutritional therapy. So many of my patients say, I just have these uncontrollable sweet cravings. You know, it's really hard for me to get on that low-carb diet that you want me on. I'm just overwhelmed with cravings. Do any of these supplements support patients in that transition to a lower-carb diet? Can they make a difference?
Well, I think the glucose balance formula would do that the most because it's going to affect the taste buds. It's going to affect the glucose metabolism. It's going to affect the production and effectiveness of insulin. And if you can control your blood sugar, there's a chance that might be a factor in making you crave. If you get low blood sugar, then obviously your body's going to be craving eating something sweet. Now, there's psychological issues. You know, there's a lot of other things going on in most people. You know, it's not single thing going on, but, you know, these are all potential factors. Controlling the blood sugar, controlling the taste that might contribute to the cravings. But, you know, another issue is I've heard people who are having blood sugar problems and cravings that they're low in magnesium, that they're low in protein, that they're low in fiber and things like that, that they don't have the essential nutrients they need. And that could be a factor that the body knows that these things that are sweet in nature, like fruits, are going to have antioxidants. They're going to have vitamins. They're going to have other nutrients besides the sugar.
So that's why nature has sort of sexed them up with some sugar, because it's as if nature wants to entice us to take in all these beneficial antioxidants and polyphenols.
And they're fairly rare in nature. They're not something you would be eating constantly all the time like we do in the modern world. So, you know, they're fairly scarce in nature, or seasonal, where you can't really overdose in the same way as having these prepared processed foods with all these separate sugars that are being, you know, constantly available to us.
Right. So it's hard to find your strawberry cheesecake in the wild, right?
Yes.
So that's part of our modern dilemma. Okay. So let's run through finally the formulations. There's GlucoFit, right? And then there's Chromate, which comes as a single product. And there's also a product called Glucose Management, correct?
Yes.
That's the
GlucoFit.
Right?
Yeah, the GlucoFit is simply the Banaba extract that's the source of carisolic acid that we talked about. And we sell it by itself. We also sell it as part of our glucose balance formula.
Okay, fine. So, our take-home message is check it out at drhoffmanstore.com. It gives you access to FullScript, which is our online dispensary, and there you can find all the great products from Protocol for Life Balance. They've got a lot. How many products do you have? I mean, literally hundreds.
There's about 200.
Okay, so hundreds of products, not just obviously targeted towards blood sugar, but you can find those there. Also, you wrote a nice article for our website. You can find it at drhoffman.com about blood sugar balance. Check it out as well. And your website is honestnutrition.com.
Yeah, that's a blog. I like to post some articles there occasionally that have some technical details on there.
Okay, but also nowfoods.com. And nowfoods is the consumer brand, but you Intelligent Medicine listeners have access to our physician quality formulas. Protocol for Life Balance makes two lines, nowfoods for, you know, general retail stores, but also physician line, which is called Protocol for Life Balance. Very, you know, really high quality supplements that are very clean, and very well vetted from a scientific and research standpoint. So thanks very much for informing us about blood sugar issues, and keep up the great work. Pretty sure we're going to bring you back some point soon to cover, offering us more points towards people's PhDs in nutrition, right? Because if they just listen to you, you know, go through the whole series of interviews I've done with you, they'll be eligible.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. So that was Neil Levin. He's now Senior Nutrition Education Manager. And I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.